KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal. Near the beginning of Manchester by the Sea, there's a funny misunderstanding between a janitor and a pretty woman whose plumbing clog he's just fixed. She's attracted to him for good reason. He's intriguingly opaque, and she takes a first impulsive step by asking, "Can I give you a tip?" He doesn't get it, though, and he answers blankly, "You mean like a suggestion?" In that spirit, can I give you a tip that's a suggestion? See this film as soon as you can, preferably with someone you love. Kenneth Lonergan's third feature is a drama of transcendent beauty, and Casey Affleck's portrayal of the janitor, Lee Chandler, is stripped-back perfection, understated, unaffected, yet stunning in depth and resonance. Lee lives alone near Boston in a barely furnished room that's below sidewalk level. It's as if he's not quite dead and buried. He's had happy times before. A graceful preface on a fishing boat shows him in flashback telling tall tales about sharks to his young nephew. In the here and now, though, he's a loner locked in self-imposed emotional quarantine. His eyes set in a glower that only rarely softens into a supplication. A bar scene nails the terms of his existence. Aching for a fight, he picks an ugly one, while Ray Charles's "Oh, What a Beautiful Morning" soars forth from the jukebox. Eventually, we learn what brought Lee to this state of semi-being. Kenneth Lonergan is a playwright, as well as the writer-director of You Can Count on Me and Margaret, and his storytelling is all the richer for it. He reveals his hero's past in a mosaic structure that's notable for its clarity. But the precipitating event in the present couldn't be more straightforward. When Lee's brother dies suddenly, he learns that he's been named guardian of his now 16-year-old nephew, Patrick, a sensationally fine performance by Lucas Hedges, and that, to his shock and horror, he's supposed to start taking care of the kid right away. If this were a conventional studio production, you could predict the consequences with confidence. Lee resists, Patrick acts out, and combat ensues, loving combat that brings the two closer and finally inspires Lee to embrace life once again with a fervor he thought he'd lost. But this film is formula-free and one of a kind. There's love and anguish and fury and abundance, plenty of wry humor and flashes of joy, but only as much resolution as the past will allow. Lonergan's screenplay gets the flawless cast and direction it deserves. Michelle Williams, as Lee's ex-wife Randy, doesn't have a big role, but she's never less than remarkable, and in one encounter, unforgettably seized by grief and pain. Manchester by the Sea is the best movie I've seen so far this year. It's a quiet masterpiece that ebbs and flows at the rhythm of life. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week. More reviews.
KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.